We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
The inventor of the Lambo Leap got some help from his late mom on writing his Hall of Fame speech. If you missed it, hear how Leroy Butler's mom helped him and what you need to know on the go. Mix Studio powered by Current Electric. Call Current.com. Yeah, Leroy leaped into the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the weekend.
LeRoy!
Yeah! He was the first of eight enshrined at the Hall of Fame Stadium. The inventor of the Leap also mentioned that his late mom helped write his speech for him. And Leroy says it wasn't just one speech his mom told him to write.
She passed away like about 6.5 years ago. I remember talking to her and she said, remember, when you get close, before you get upset that you didn't make it, remember a lot of guys are not going to be in this position. So enjoy the process. At the end, this is what made me come to my calm. My mom told me, have two speeches. One, if you get an A, and one, if you get a C or a D. Have two speeches ready, but be the same student.
Have two speeches, but be the same student. How about that?
He did a great job.
He did a great job.
Funny. All of his family was there. He was grateful.
Dave Chappelle's show last night and everything. Yeah.
He's such a good guy. And we've mentioned it before. He works down the hall with us at our sister station on 1250 The Fan. He's been a part of Stop the Bus. And you're never going to see that guy not smiling. He just has a way of always being calm and relaxed and can smile through any situation and find the positives. And he's always like that.
Yeah, and that's probably all because of his mom and his grandma who said, you know
what?
He does.
He always talks about his mom.
Be happy. Something else you need to know on the go. You could own Royal Undies.
Wait a minute.
Prince Harry's Undies. Okay, now the 10-year anniversary of Prince Harry's wild Las Vegas weekend is coming up.
Oh, I'm sure Megan loves that this is being commemorated.
Well, she might even not mind this. An ex-stripper who was there is cashing in. Harry played a game of strip billiards back in the day, and an ex-stripper wound up with the Royal Unmentionable. She's auctioning off the skivvies, and bidding starts Thursday with the opening bid at $10,000. She's hoping that these could go as high as $1 million.
$1 million? There's no way they're going to go for $1 million. I know it's Prince Harry, but come on.
It could happen. Proceeds will go to Harry and Meghan's Archwell charity, according to the stripper.
According to her, she's going to give it all to charity.
Back. So what do you think? Some undies that were touching Harry.
I just know
and
that Radar is all about stuff like this.
Yeah.
He has sold celebrity merchandise.
Memorabilia?
Yeah. Explain what you sold.
It was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, who came in.
Jane Seymour
came in to...
And if you don't know who that is, have you ever seen the movie Wedding Crashers? The woman that says Kitty Cat. That's how most of our audience might know her.
Call me Kitty Cat. She had taken a drink of water on a styrofoam cup. Her lipstick was stuck on there. So I was like, oh, I'm going to grab that and put that on eBay. Sold it to a guy in Tampa Bay, Florida, for $15.
Who's a total creeper?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll take that glass.
Okay. That for 15.
And there's lipstick marks on it.
I might even bid on these Prince Harry undies. What do you think? Come on, you're a big royal fan, Elizabeth.
I am a fan of the royals, but I also don't know if I completely believe this woman that that's his underwear.
He was there. She was there.
I need proof. There's photographic proof, then we can talk.
There might be. All right, that's what you need to know on the go from The Mix.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Feel the fun because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
Is your hometown where you grew up or where you now live? Because recently, the $1 billion lottery ticket that was sold in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Yeah, Radar, you messed up, man. That could have been you.
It's near O'Hare Airport. That's where I grew up.
That could have been you.
Des Plaines. It's all over my Facebook. And that all of a sudden, I'm getting all these messages from people going, hey, I see your hometown is Des Plaines, Illinois. I'm like, well, no, that's
do you
just
know the
like
winner?
Where I grew up. No, they haven't even come forward with the winner. And I also put it out there to people I went to school with in Des Plaines.
Oh, you did?
I was like, hey, anybody know who this is? Who is this person? Maybe we went to school with this person. No, but everyone's messaging me. They're saying, you know, your hometown. I'm thinking, okay, that's enough. I have like, you know, 10 messages. I've DM'd me and people have DM'd me and saying, this is your hometown. My hometown, where my home is called West Allis. That's where my home is.
So you wouldn't say Des Plaines is your hometown?
I don't think Des Plaines is my hometown.
But that's where you grew up.
But that's where I grew, up. But
that's where you became Radar.
Well, then what is West Allis? That's where my home is. That's where I live. That's my hometown.
This is
right
a good
now.
This is a good dumb debate.
All right, so it's a dumb debate here
because
for you.
I would say, just shoot from the hip, my hometown is Bayview in Milwaukee.
Because that's where you grew up.
Yeah.
That's your hometown.
But I live in Waukesha.
Yeah, but that's where your home is now, so that should be your hometown.
And I just think about in conversation when I talk to people and they say, oh, you know, where are you from? I normally will say, well, I live in Waukesha, but I grew up in Bayview. Because
that's a good explanation, yeah.
Well, because then you like to make a connection with people.
Sure.
And you want to be able to relate to them. And it's very different growing up in Bayview than it is out in Lake Country.
Okay.
Views are very different. It's very different worlds.
That's a whole different topic. But here's the thing.
But that's why I like to differentiate to say, hey, I've been in both places.
You go on vacation, someone says, hey, where are you from? You don't go through that whole thing, do you?
No,
do
you know what I say?
You know what? I grew up in Des Plaines, Illinois, and my hometown right now is West Allis. And they're like, wait, wouldn't you just give me the where you live now?
When I get asked that on vacation, I say Milwaukee.
I
revert back to where I grew up. And because if you live in a place like Waukesha, and you probably know this if you've traveled at all, most people don't know where that is. I can remember the first time I went to Europe when I was 18 years old.
Sure.
And I was meeting people and I said, oh, I'm from Milwaukee. Where? Oh, it's by Chicago. Oh, where? It's New York City, the United States. Ever heard of it? Like, it would get bigger and bigger and bigger because people didn't know where Milwaukee was, let alone then if I go places, are people going to know it's not necessarily where Waukesha
is. So what are you supposed to say? When you're on vacation, someone asks where you're from. Or if you start a new job and someone says, hey, where's your hometown?
Hometown is where you grew up.
Is it?
Yes.
Hometown, I think, is like now. Oh, my hometown. Oh, I'm from West Allis. That's my hometown.
The rules of dumb debate. You can't say both. You have to, if someone really puts you on the spot and you have to pick one, which one would you say it is?
Is your hometown where you grew up or where you now live, where your home is, where you go home at night? 414-432-1099. That's our new phone number. 414-432-1099. Hometown, is it where you grew up or where you now live? Please help us with this dumb debate. It's The Mix.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Burning inside. Oh, that's just a rash.
Mm.
Feel the fun because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
Is your hometown where you grew up or where you now live, where your home is? How did you live in? This is all sparked by somebody winning the $1 billion lottery in my, well, I will say the city where I spent my childhood.
Your hometown.
Des Plaines, Illinois.
That's where you grew up.
That's not my hometown.
But that's where you grew up.
Okay, exactly.
If someone asks you, where'd you grow up? That's your hometown.
But that's not my hometown. My home is in the town of West Allis, the city of West Allis. Hometown, West Allis, where I grew up, Des Plaines, Illinois. Come on.
And in a dumb debate, you have to kind of pick which side. And I would say hometown's where you grew up. It's what molded you, made you who you are today. It's your roots.
But that's not what I, you know, when I'm on vacation, I don't sit there and say, where are you from? Oh, my hometown is Des Plaines, but I don't actually live there. I live up in Wisconsin in West Allis. Huh? I don't have to explain that.
This is why it's a dumb debate. What is the right answer?
Glenn is on the phone. What do you think, Glenn? Help us out with this dumb debate. Is your hometown the city where you grew up or the city where you now live?
Well, I'm going to defer to what Facebook has on their About Me page.
Oh, because Facebook knows all.
Yeah.
On Facebook, you can enter hometown and you can enter current city. So my hometown is, I'm going to give you Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's close to where I grew up. The civic city, you're not going to know where it is anyway.
Okay.
And my current city is Milwaukee.
So that's what has happened. Now, people were messaging me saying, hey, your hometown is Des Plaines, Illinois, where that $1 billion lottery ticket was sold. So according to Facebook, that is my hometown, I typed in. But where you currently live, your current city, that's West Allis for me. So, Glenn, you're saying hometown is where you grew up.
Right.
So it kind of is two answers in a way.
Right, but I think that might be the solve right there.
Yeah, and I get with dumb debate. We want to make sure you lock it in. Okay, which one is the majority? But you have emotional ties to both, and you are who you are because of both.
So you should say, what's your hometown? This Blaine's Illinois. Let's say in my aspect, where do you live? My current city is West Dallas.
But there are definitely times, Radar, you might just want to leave out the West Dallas part, depending on what they're asking you.
Right, yeah. Also true.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Is ignorance really bliss? Because Radar told me about a little app that he's obsessed with and said, you might want to get this app. And I did.
You did?
And now my anxiety's at an all-time high, and I'm not really sure I want to be in the know like you are, Radar.
TikTok is kind of does that to you
it's
sometimes.
It's not TikTok.
Oh, it's not that? What is this all about?
The Waukesha Alerts account on Twitter.
Okay.
Living in Waukesha, I do like to know what's going on in my community for sure. But now whoever does this account, by the way, is very, very good.
They are really good.
They're funny at times, but then there's some serious stuff that we see here in the neighborhood. And I feel this way about the Nextdoor app. The Nextdoor app, I have to hear every time a car is broken into. I get it. Well, it happens. We live in a city. Don't put valuables in your car. Keep your cars locked. But every time you hear it, you start thinking, boy, is this going to happen in my house? And then just the other day, Radar, here's the tweet that I get.
What'd you get? Oh, from Waukesha Alerts?
Yeah, talks about how there was a gunman at the Target on Sunset, and I was about to head over there.
Well, see, that's good that you knew
that. I get that. That,
okay,
is very,
stay home,
that is very good.
Stay away from that area. That's
and then
perfect.
It ended up being that wasn't the case.
Okay.
And so that's why I texted Radar. I said, hey, man, this Waukesha Alerts app sometimes gets me a little on edge, and I don't know if I want that.
But
I think I'd like to just sit in my backyard and think there's all good in the world, and all good things are happening, and it's not big world scary stuff.
Well, you did have to know that there was a pig loose a couple of weeks ago in
that's
Waukesha.
Funny.
And that's what I got that from. I got it from Waukesha Alerts. And all the police that were, all the officers that were on duty were like, oh, I'm in District 4 over here. Can I go over there and check out the pig? Yeah, that's funny stuff.
And now Radar's sending me screenshots. Did you see there's a plumbing issue at the Walmart? In Waukesha,
yes.
What are you guys eating out there? How come everything's clogged?
From
they had to close the store.
One human closed the entire store, all thanks to Waukesha Alerts. It's a good
Radar's
thing.
Radar's first text was this you?
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
If you're someone that thought Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson would make it to the altar and get married,
yeah,
like Radar,
yeah.
Well, sorry.
What?
Didn't happen. No, they broke up over the weekend. And Radar, I have been telling you for months. I said, when the Packers start their first preseason game,
I know,
they're not going to be together by then. And it's as if they knew that.
It was
at the calendar and said, we should really break up because Elizabeth Kay in Milwaukee was saying we're not going to be together.
Okay.
And I told you, I said, if they're married by the time Packer season starts, I was going to Venmo you $50.
I really thought they were going to be married. I thought I was in the money. I thought the money was coming my way.
You're not getting the $50.
They were happy. He met the kids. He hung out with the kids.
Well,
I thought,
they were having
there
a fun
we
time.
Go. There we go.
It was a rebound. It was totally a rebound.
I don't know.
And good for her that it was. I mean, they both were, they had fun.
She got tired of the energy. The big energy that
she wanted that big energy. Yeah.
For just like
a couple weeks,
couple months, and that was it. She got tired of that.
When I saw this show up on my phone over the weekend, I texted Radar and said, sorry, man.
No.
No $50 for you.
I know. I was so disappointed when I saw that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
You can't ridiculous. Say you were really shocked.
I thought they were gonna be together for a
long
time.
Why?
She was
with Kanye West for so long. You think she was gonna jump into something serious right away?
Sure. Why not? Because it was like
because
perfect.
She's Kim Kardashian. She has the financial freedom to do what she wants. She can date whoever she wants, have a little bit of fun.
They met on the SNL set. It was like love at first sight. Boom. It's kind of like fate. Oh my gosh. Look at it. If I wouldn't have hosted and been the guest here on SNL, I never would have met my soulmate. That's what I was thinking. I thought they were going to be like partners forever.
Do you think she woke up one day, rolled over and looked and said, what? Am I doing?
You kept saying
what
that.
What am I doing here?
She's going to wake up one of these days. I can't believe that happened. Come on.
They're saying there was no drama in the breakup at all. It was just because of schedules. Pete Davidson himself probably knew this isn't going to be forever. She's going to wake up one day and think, what am I doing with Pete Davidson? And he has all these tattoos for her now.
Right.
What does he do with those?
Once the ink gets on there, you're like, oh, well, this is really serious now.
That sometimes
That's
is the kiss of death.
So are they going to stay friends or anything like that? Or are they just done? Like, oh, we're done. You move out. Get your stuff out of here. Do you think he had stuff at her house? Like he had a change of clothes, his toothbrush.
I think
maybe his vape pen.
I think he has. I think he had a small little backpack. I picture Pete Davidson, not like a nice overnighter bag. No, a small little backpack that he's had since he was a senior in high school. That's what I see Pete Davidson packing in for an overnight stay at Kim Kardashian's house.
Okay, okay, miss, you can.
And he still has deodorant in there from senior year, also.
Probably
that he hasn't gotten rid of.
Okay, miss, you can call it because you apparently know that you know people aren't going to stay together. Has there ever been someone in your life that not celebrity wise that you're like, oh, that's not going to last. That's not going to last. They're done. They're toast. Is there anybody like friends, neighbors, relatives, people you know that you're like, ooh, I don't see that going anywhere. And then it didn't?
Well, there,
were you right about it?
No, there
or was... Or was this your first one?
There was a couple that were going to get married, and he had already cheated on her.
Oh, yeah.
And we all knew about it, and she didn't. So that was one of those couples where we thought, how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still together and have
they
four
are.
Kids.
Look at that.
I don't know if she ever knew that happened. I'm not really friends with these people. I just know this couple. It's like, well, all right, I guess it worked. At least four times it worked out that they were still willing to be together.
I think there's still a chance.
For Pete. For get over
Kim
that.
And Pete.
It's done.
They're going to get back to it.
Done.
She's going to miss that big energy. That's what she's going to miss.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
I don't know if it's a holiday road, but you have the chance to be famous this morning and get into the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of records.
Yeah!
Who has been on the longest road trip? How long have you been driving? What's your longest trip? Okay, and this is all because I'm heading out on a 1,300-mile trek down to Florida.
Do it.
Taking my daughter to college next week. And then... 1,300 miles back.
Sounds great.
Well, listen to you over there.
Sounds great. Road trips are so fun. You get to see the country.
I told my wife.
People
I
said, you wouldn't normally meet. Go through states maybe you wouldn't normally go through.
I told my wife back when my daughter Haley made this decision to go down to this school in Florida. I was like, oh, great. We'll just fly down there. And she's like, how are we going to get the dorm stuff down there? You can't really carry on dorm stuff. You can't carry on blankets.
Get the U-Haul.
Shelves.
What car are you taking?
Taking the Tucson.
Are you bringing a trailer?
No, we're packing up the Tucson.
So everything's going to fit in there.
We'll jam it in there somehow.
Oh, my God.
I know, but it's a long drive. I don't even care about the packing stuff. I'll even ship it down there. I'm just thinking, 1,300 miles, babe. Come
That's
on.
A lot.
And my wife, Jess, is like, hey, I did this as a kid. My parents took me all over the United States. This will be fun.
It will be fun. It's also the weekend of your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it is. But it's the
you're sending your last kid off to college.
Going off to college.
What
yep,
an emotional ride back. You two are going to be just thinking about what you've done. Raised three great kids, and they're making good decisions in their life, and they're off and doing well.
That's what you think. Here's my thinking.
What?
We're in Kentucky only? Oh, my gosh.
Which is a beautiful state to drive through.
Indiana? How
not
long is Indiana?
Not beautiful to drive through. Illinois? Not beautiful to drive through. I'm trying to think of the longest road trip I've ever gone on. Now we
get a long roadie?
We drove one time from Milwaukee to Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Whoa.
To visit relatives.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
That felt long, but that was there and back.
That's incredible.
Here's a road trip. I just added this up here while you were talking.
Oh, okay.
I Googled it.
All right.
We went from Milwaukee to Toronto to visit family. Then we drove from Toronto to Boston to visit my best friend. And then Boston back to Milwaukee. And I added that up, and that was 2,119 miles.
Yeah. The whole thing?
The whole thing. The whole thing. And it was great.
It was great. Listen to you.
I'm like a dog. I like car rides.
You stick your head out the window?
I like sitting in the car.
You stick your head out the window?
Yeah, you listen to good
75
music.
75 miles an hour.
You can play the license plate game.
Okay, the license plate game only goes so far. Come on.
No, not. How do you play the license plate game?
Well, what do you mean?
Are you thinking you have to find different states?
Yeah, you find different states.
No.
What
the license plate game. You can do all kinds of things. You have the first person that can spell their first, middle, and last name with license plates.
You know, here's
wins.
Me.
I have a Z in my name. Not easy to find on license plates.
Here's me. Oh, okay. I lost after about three plates. That's me. I get bored after a while. All right, who's got it? Who has been on the longest road trip? We will put you in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records.
Yeah.
The longest road trip. Are you doing something? Have you done something more than 1,300 miles? Come on. There's got to be people out there. Or do people fly now? They don't take long roadies. They go up north and that's it?
Road trips are where it's at.
All right. 414-432-1099. What's your long road trip? Give us a call. 414-432-1099. It's The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Who wants to be famous and get in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records? Who has the longest road trip? Because I'm heading out on the 1,300-mile trip down to Florida, dropping my youngest daughter off to college. So we want to find out from you if you want to get in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of records. We've got Mandy on line four. What's your long road trip, Mandy?
So my husband got out of the military in Alaska and drove from Alaska to Chicago, which is about 2,800 miles.
Whoa!
Wow.
That is a long haul.
Yeah, he said the worst part of it is getting through Canada, and then it's, you know, once you're in Montana and South Dakota, you can do it within a day and get into, like, Minnesota or so, but...
Oh, my gosh. It's just not every day you hear someone saying, yeah, I just drove from Alaska, big deal.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty crazy when he told me that story.
Well, Mandy, we're going to make a note of that because he may be in the unofficial book of world records. What is his name?
Brandon.
Also, thank him for his service.
Big time.
Okay, but I think we might be able to beat this on line number two. Thanks
line
for calling in, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy. Have a good day. All right, Lisa, how long was your road trip? Was it longer than 2,800 miles?
3,100
miles?
Tell us about it.
We go to the Tail of the Dragon, which is in Virginia, North Carolina, that area.
Wait, these are motorcycle roads.
Correct.
So was this all on a motorcycle?
Correct.
OMG.
Wow.
That's a haul. And you're on a motorcycle. And so it's through Virginia and winds all the way through, like, the mountains and stuff?
Correct. Yep. North Carolina, Tennessee. Beautiful area.
Oh, I bet.
Wow.
And to see it on two wheels. Okay, well, 3,100 miles. No one has topped that. Lisa, you are in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records.
Yay!
Longest roadie!
We've got to get all your information down, Lisa. Who are you with?
I was with my husband, Rick.
Lisa and Rick.
And what city are you from?
From Elkhorn.
All right. Lisa and Rick, Elkhorn, 3,100 miles. That is a road trip. Radar, you got nothing. You got 1,300 miles.
I don't even double that when I come home. I don't even make your 3,100-mile trip. Holy cow. Congratulations, Lisa, on being in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records with the longest road trip. Now you can tell all your friends, hey, guess what? I'm famous.
We are.
Yeah, Lisa, thanks for calling in.
Have a great day, guys.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Let's do it.
Number three.
John Legend announced his eighth studio album called Legend. It's going to be out September 9th. And along with the announcement, here is a single with a Saweetie. It's called All She Wanna Do. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand.
All right.
What a fun,
that
fun
is a good one.
Song. And he and his wife announced, Chrissy Teigen, they're having another baby.
Is that what he means by all she wants to do is dance?
Yeah.
Yay.
Number two.
Okay, have you ever found something new with your iPhone or an iPad or computer, a shortcut you didn't realize and you were all excited about it? Here is ABC7 Chicago meteorologist that discovered his monitor is a touchscreen, and immediately he turned into a little kid.
Right now, kind of hung up just a little bit. Ooh, I moved the map. I didn't know I could do that. No way.
Are you serious? Did you just discover that?
I gotta try it. Just touch it. You can go anywhere you want.
That's so cool.
I didn't know. Can I zoom?
Oh, you can zoom too?
Like a little kid.
Former
Green Bay Packer Leroy Butler waited 16 years to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And it happened this weekend. He's forever enshrined in Canton, Ohio, with the many greats of the NFL. You're not going to find a nicer guy. And he had so many people to thank. And a lot of you, especially you, the fans.
I want to thank the fans. Without you, there is no Leroy Butler.
And again, my teammates, I love y'all. Where else can you go, the ultimate team sport, that I can have a bad game every now and then, don't Google it, and my other 10 teammates carry me. So my teammates, I love them. And then closing, the volunteers, I met all 2,000 of you, maybe took 3,000 selfies. I love you, respect you. 16 years is a long time, but it's worth the wait. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lee.
And there was some chatter that Leroy was spending more time doing interviews with the local media, the Wisconsin media, which he works for. He works down the hall here at our sports station.
Right.
Than he was the national media. And a lot of people were saying it's because he knows his audience. He knows who his people are. And that's
totally
why we love the guy. So
yeah.
We love Leroy. And it was so fun to see the highlights and hear Brett Favre talking about him and Gilbert Brown as a Packer fan.
He's
takes
a Hall,
you back to your childhood.
Hall of Famer that works right here in our building.
Do you think when he shows up to work today, he's going to have the gold jacket on?
I think so. You have to wear
God,
that.
That's
show.
So cool.
I want to touch it.
I know. Can we touch the jacket?
Can I try it on?
That is your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.